Questions 26 through 28. I'm a webmaster for a company, and one of my jobs is to answer people's various questions. Rob Dykshorn, who lives in the Netherlands, sent me an email asking for some specific information relating to computers. I responded that same day and thought no more about it. Just another question, another answer, all in a day's work. I didn't know until later that Rob was very excited when he received my response. He was thrilled not only because he had an answer that no one else had been able to give him, but also because the answer came all the way from California and had arrived the very next day. Some months later, Rob came to San Francisco on vacation and wanted to thank me personally. All he had was my email address, which contained an acronym for the facility I worked in. He asked the hotel clerk what the acronym meant, and the clerk told him. He then called directory assistance, asked for the phone number of the facility, called the receptionist, and asked for the street address. Rob then asked someone at the hotel for directions, rented a car, and drove the 50 miles from his hotel to the building where I worked. That morning, the receptionist called to tell me that I had a visitor in the lobby. When I met my visitor and he introduced himself, I was shocked that someone had come so far just to shake my hand and thank me personally. It turns out that Rob is a former officer in the Dutch Royal Navy and a mathematics professor. I was thoroughly impressed with the effort he had made to find me, and I introduced him to my staff. We had a memorable visit with Rob. In fact, we had another visit the following year and hope to have many more in the years to come. That one visitor from the Netherlands made up for the tens of thousands of people we've helped who never bothered to say thanks. My Dutch friend, Rob Dykshorn, and I still keep in touch.